Joining me for this edition of Eye on the Arts is Kirk Muspratt, music director and conductor of the Northwest Indiana Symphony Orchestra. Welcome back, Kirk.
Hi, John. Happy holidays.
So this is kind of a bittersweet interview in that we have to talk about what is generally a happy occasion, our annual Holiday Pops concert. But this year, it's our last concert ever at the Star Plaza Theater.
It is very sad. And I chose a few pieces on the program, actually, just to say goodbye to the Star. You know, mm-hmm. What we're going to do, we gather together, and I think we're going to do Bless This House.
Oh, that's nice.
Which, you know, because it's a Holiday Pops concert, so it's mm-hmm. not necessarily just a sacred concert or just a Rudolph the Red-Nosed concert. So, yeah, it is. I agree
Rudolph
with you.
Yeah. We all know what you mean, of course.
but I agree with you. It is bittersweet. It's the big, huge community concert that's so popular and so lovely to just commune with all that those people in a packed place and enjoy as a community. But knowing that, you know, it's going to be dust in a month is really sad.
Well, so it sold out last year. It mm-hmm. nearly sold out the year before. I can't imagine it not selling out this year.
Right.
Plus, we're going to kick it off that evening, kick off the evening with a party before the concert for the people who have joined our 76 Trombones Club at $76 per person, or $760 or $76,000 if they feel that inclined to do so. But increments with the number 76 in them. And you can join the 76 Trombones Club by calling the symphony office or going on our website. Everything, it's easy peasy to do that. We'll have the Jeff Brown Trio. We'll have food. We'll have cash bars. And it'll be fun. And I can't remember what time it starts, 5:30?
Six. Yeah, you're right. I was thinking six in my head because that's what time I have to be there.
The concert starts at
7:30.
So
right.
I believe that the party is done by 7. So I think it's from 5 to 7.
Yeah. And last year, it was a complete blast.
Oh, a complete blast.
Yeah. And this campaign is very successful.
This campaign
already.
Is already extremely successful.
Yeah.
It's amazing how people are jumping on board. It's great.
Very nice.
Yeah, it's very gratifying. Well, so let's talk more specifically about the concert then. What are you planning?
Well, as always, John, we all in the office and at the orchestra, we're always trying to involve young people.
Mm-hmm.
So Julian Solis, who is now, is he 11 or something, is going to sing I Want a Hippopotamus for Christmas.
That sounds cute.
Yeah. And we have the Hobart Strings coming. Mm-hmm. We have the Crown Point High School Chorus coming.
Mm-hmm.
We have this amazing tenor, Jesse Donner, coming. He just graduated from the Ryan Young Artist Program. He's
uh-huh.
built like Caruso,
oh.
but he's about a foot taller,
uh-huh.
and he can sing anything. He can sing Elvis, and he's going to sing with us too as a guest. So there's lots of guests. Santa will be there. Traditions of the Nutcracker, the amazing sing-along where everybody sings along and the whole 3,000 and a half people, 3,400 people, you know. So there's lots of traditional music, you know, on there, you know, that everybody knows.
Yeah. Is Jesse, just revisiting Jesse for a moment, has he performed with the orchestra before?
He has not performed with us. He's performed with me with the orchestra that I conduct in Northwest Indiana. He did the New Year's concerts last year that we broadcast on FMT.
Oh.
And he is just...
At the Mac.
At the Mac. He's mm-hmm. just astonishing. And what I try to do is, of course, we're going to start the program with Merry Christmas by John Williams. At some point, we will go to Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer with the Crown Point High School. But, you know, we also, of course, have sacred music. We're doing an English piece called Mother of God for the chorus. And hopefully it's a great pastiche of music. Something for everybody.
Yeah. Well, and this is the last time that our Holiday Pops audience will all be together. Because
yes.
then going forward in future years, we'll be performing that concert in two venues rather than just one, because nobody else has 3,400 seats.
Nobody.
Except unless we went to an athletic stadium or something. I just don't think that's the right kind of acoustic for a symphony orchestra.
No.
It's something to explore. And, of course, the Women's Association of the Northwest Indiana Symphony has its Festival of Trees Luncheon. I believe that's the last Wednesday of November. It's the Wednesday following Thanksgiving, and I just can't think of what that date is.
I think it's December the 6th.
Oh, it's that I thought it was the. I thought it was in November.
Like, oh no, you're 30th. Right. It's the week before.
Yeah,
I think it's the week before this year.
So
yeah.
That's when all of the trees appear at mm-hmm. the Art Center in Munster, and it's a nice luncheon. Good fundraiser for us. Okay, Kirk, thanks for being here to tell us about the bittersweet occasion coming up on December 7th. And thank you for listening. We'll be back again next week with another edition of Eye on the Arts.